We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Dion Kipping. Dion, how are things?
I'm doing great, man. How are things with you?
Great, great. How did it feel when Something to Talk About debuted at number one?
I was super excited, man, to find out that the album Something to Talk About came in at number one. It was my first number one, I guess, album as an artist. I had some great songs that I've written for other people that have been number one in certain areas on albums, on charts, whatever it may be. But this is my first number one album, and it had some great songs on it, like A Place Called Victory, which is actually my first top 10 single that was on there. So, I was very excited, very excited.
Also, you had a song up there called Be Myself, By Myself, right?
Yeah, By Myself.
By Myself.
Amazing. Uh-huh. Yeah, By Myself is an amazing song. One of my favorite songs. It's a simple song, but it's a powerful song. Just had the opportunity to perform it over in London, and the response was amazing. And we sing it here a lot, and people love it. And that's one of the highlighted songs on this new album.
How about Something Following Me? How about that song?
Something Following Me, amazing record. Basically talks about how his goodness and mercy follows you. People always talk about how their past is following them. They can't get away from it. But in the song, I say my past is not the only thing behind me. I got something following me. It's basically his goodness and his mercy. That's what's following me. And my nephews, my nieces, that's their favorite song. They love that record.
Okay. I like No Matter What. Talk about
okay.
that.
Cool. No matter what, I thought that's a great. I think that's a great church anthem. A great record. I love that song. It basically says like in the face of the enemy, in the face of problems, in the face of circumstances, that I'm going to bless him no matter what. I'm healed no matter what. I'm delivered no matter what because his word says it. So it's basically a proclamation that just states that. No matter what goes on, God still gets the glory. I'm healed no matter what, I'm delivered.
Let Your Power Fall.
Okay, Let Your Power Fall is another powerful anthem. It's a song that I didn't think that would take off the way that it did, but it basically took the country by storm, and people have been singing it, including secular artists like Fantasia. She's been singing it at all her shows, but I'm just honored that I had the opportunity to re-record it and put it back on this album. And, I'm singing it all across the country. I had other artists sing it, but there's nothing, there's nothing like the fact that when you write it and you know where it comes from, that you're able to translate it to a crowd and to an audience and they get what you're singing. So Let Your Power Fall. At the end of the day, the last statement is you have won again. And that's basically just saying that no matter what you go through, no matter what the situation, God is still mighty and strong, and at the end, he's going to win.
Pastor Marvin Sapp recorded one of your songs, and it was a big song for him. How did that all come about?
The song that he recorded was called Praise Him in Advance. I had a little small demo project that I was doing, and it had Praise Him in Advance on it, and he was riding to Connecticut from the airport, and the driver was playing it. And he heard it and automatically started calling around trying to find out where I was and who I was. And, we didn't have an idea. I wanted Marvin, I wanted Marvin Butler to record it. I didn't want him to record it. So I kind of dodging the phone calls. And then I finally gave in and was like, let me let Marvin, Bishop Marvin Sapp, record this record, not knowing that it would garner the success that it did. God has a way of making things happen. I had nothing to do with that happening. He was riding in the car, and that's how he heard the song.
Speaking of Connecticut, another Connecticut native, J.J. Harrison, recorded a song. It was a big song for him. Tell us about that.
That's my brother, J.J. Harrison. Him and Youth of Praise are part of the reason why, I do what I do. I grew up watching them. He gave me an opportunity to write a song for him. I had went to the rehearsal and I taught the song, and he told me that the song did not fit the album. So I came back home that night after watching them in rehearsal and listening to the songs that they were trying to do. I called him on the phone, And I sung the hook or the chorus to a song called An Incredible God Deserves an Incredible Praise. And instantly he said, I want that song. I wasn't supposed to lead that song. I ended up writing the rest of the song and teaching it to the choir. I wasn't supposed to be the lead singer on that song, but we argued about it until the curtain opened up on stage because I tried to pass the mic to somebody else. But when the curtain opened up, I ended up having the microphone in my hand, which kind of like pushed me out there to be the lead singer for that song. So I ended up writing it. I ended up leading it, and that kind of catapulted me actually to be an artist. So JJ, you know, he knows that I'm grateful for the opportunity.
When you write a song, is there any particular formula or any particular place you like to be when you are writing a song?
No. Every song comes from a different place. You know, I could be riding in my car with no music. I could be sitting in my living room in the shower. Every song has been written from a different place. Luckily, we have smartphones where we can sing into the voice notes. We keep the idea. I mean, I get songs in the most weirdest place. I can be listening to a preacher in church and get a song title, and I have to sing it in my phone real quick. But every song comes from a different place, and most of the songs are inspired by life, you know, by what people go through, things that I've gone through. And, you know, it just comes at any given time.
What's your impression of the industry, meaning you were writing songs, now you're still writing songs, but you're performing those songs. Is there a little different?
In a sense of what? I'm missing the question.
Okay, the question is, you were behind the scenes writing the songs. Now you're in front of everybody performing those songs that you have written. Is there any difference, or is there a different approach that you use, or is everything about the same?
I would say that there are, I put it like this. I never wanted to be an artist. I never wanted to be in the forefront. I was happy singing at my grandmother's storefront church, singing songs and playing the organ. But I believe that God had, you know, other plans, in the sense that there were certain songs that I would be the only one to deliver. Like, you know, I've written songs for other people, but there are certain songs that I believe that God was like, you know what, Deion, you're going to deliver these songs. I don't particularly look at it differently, but when I look at how they're performed, you know, I understand that there are certain songs that I would be the only one to be able to perform. There is no difference in me writing a song for JJ, Bishop Marvin Sapp. It's just all about, I guess, delivery, and how they deliver it and how I deliver it is two different ways. And, you know, I'm grateful that I even have a way to deliver. And I'm grateful that, you know, God has called me from the background to the forefront to be an artist.
Where's the industry going today?
Man, it's kind of crazy, you know, to say. I mean, we're all pushing for the industry to move forward, in a sense. But when you say when the industry is going today in general, I think you have so many great artists between, you know, Travis Greene, Tasha Cobbs. You know, the list goes on and on. And I think that we are in great hands right now from the legacy that, you know, was put together by Andre Crouch and Bishop Marvin Winans. I think we're in good hands. Right now, you have so many great artists. And right now, I think there is no limit at where the industry can go. It's just a matter of us coming together and putting out quality music and trying to just push people to support gospel music again. Because I just realize, I feel like the support for gospel music, just music in general, has died. We're just trying to find a way to get people to support it again by putting out quality music. But I believe that everything is going to work out, and I believe that you have a great roster of artists that are going to do everything they can possible to push the industry forward.
What kind of feeling did you get when you knew that you were nominated for a Stellar Award?
I get excited. I was excited about being nominated for a Stellar Award. Actually, any award that, you know, that you're nominated for, any other awards that I've won, I'm excited about it. I mean, because it just lets you know that your peers and the industry are you know, valuing your work. And you know, there's no Shell Award is like basically like the gospel Grammy. So I'm praying that one day that I win a Shell Award as an artist. You never know. Maybe we'll have this interview again, you know, sometime soon, and maybe next year, and maybe I'll have a Shell Award on my shelf, and we can talk about that. But being nominated is amazing. But I know one day I want to win.
All right. We're going to speak it into the existence of Stellar Award winner, Dion Kipping. You know,
Let's do it.
For real. How can someone connect with you and also pick up Something to Talk About?
Oh, man. Well, Something to Talk About is available everywhere in stores. Digitally, it's online on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. An amazing project with so many great songs for everybody, from my grandmother to you know, a child, to adolescents, whoever. It's songs for everybody on this record. You can go to my website and, you know, we can chat about the album. We can chat about life. I'm on Twitter. That Dude Deon is the name. That Dude, D-E-O-N. Everything is regular spelling. I'm on Instagram. That Dude Deon. Periscope. That Dude Deon. And I'm on, you know, Facebook. Deon Kipping. I'm on there. I'm promoting the album. I'm talking to people. I'm laughing. I'm joking, and you know, I joke a lot on there. So, you know, if you're real deep, I don't like, you know, people to be too deep on my pages. So they might not want to follow me, but you know,
hey, okay,
you can come on there, you can come on there and hang with me if you want.
That'll work. It's our guest, Dion Kipping, inside of the Gospel Spotlight. The new project, Something to Talk About, debuted at number one, doing very well, and I love the song. A Place Called Victory, and also there are various songs on the album that you definitely will like No Matter What, I Want It All, Where He Found Me, By Myself, and so many more. Dion, thanks for the time. May God continue to bless you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you, sir.
You're welcome. Dion Kipping, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.